So we're in the throne room where the queen used to sit and where all the portraits of old monarchs were made when they were coronated. So I was just saying that it looks as if like all of this that's going around is made for aesthetics, but it's actually not. They've got so much meaning behind it. Like in Buckingham Palace, most of the carpets are red to represent all the blood that's lost at war, and like running around the ceiling you see like pictures depicting the Battle of the Roses, and then there's also shields on top of that depicting the different countries and different monarchs that have been there before us. And there's also a big chandelier in the middle with a gold star all the way at the top in the ceiling, which actually represents the Magna Carta, which is a contract basically that the monarch has to sign, saying that they rule for the people and not just for themselves. So it's quite a bit.
Wow, there's so much symbolism in one room. When it's quite overwhelming. What did you think when you first walked in here, Yao Chen, and what can you see?
I just thought that it was amazing, and like I've learned that even in the throne room, like the queen herself doesn't sit on the throne. She doesn't sit on it anymore. So like I don't know where she goes now, but she can't go on her throne. I don't know if it's because she don't want to or she can't. And also like on the right hand side next to her window, like there's another throne with like a crown on top of it, and that was the throne of Queen Victoria.
Wow, I had no idea. Do the thrones look how you'd imagine them to look?
Nope. I thought there would be like more like to do with like gold around it and stuff. Like it's just like regular seats, but it's more designed, and like, it has like the queen's things on as well. So like E or